historic earthquake that hit Haiti on January 12th changed its capital city, Port-au-Prince, forever. And while the American military has secured its damaged ports and streets, international aid organizations supply medical and food supplies, and cargo planes fly in around the clock. One place really hasn't changed, either before or after the earthquake, and that's the forgotten city, Cité Soleil.
Cité Soleil is usually the last to get anything, if anything. So there's places that are impassable because of a certain collapse, but generally people just ignore Cité Soleil.
Pastor Mark Dreibelbiss has run a clinic and orphanage here since 2006. And while the number of patients he treats has increased, he's not overrun like other hospitals in Port-au-Prince.
By and large, in Cité Soleil, there weren't a whole lot of fatalities. One, because there's a lot of tin shacks and they flexed. Two, the buildings aren't real tall.
But there is one change that nobody welcomes, an increase in crime. When the earthquake hit, it collapsed the main prison downtown and some 3,000 prisoners escaped. Many of them former gang members who looted the armory of guns and rifles before they scattered. Some home to Cité Soleil.
I saw one yesterday. Generally, they stand their ground, they come out at night.
And when they come out, they prey on the poorest of the poor. Josette Pierre has a small business selling sodas and pots. She has 8 children and is a victim. She is saying that when we ran out during the quake, we left everything. By the time we got back, everything was gone. All my money, all my possessions. Now we are living in the streets. It's the forgotten city. And while there is a U.S. hospital ship in the harbor and mobile clinics are being deployed, here in Cité Soleil, the Mission Ranch Medical Clinic was here before and will be here after.
Cité Soleil is a slum of about 200,000 people. It's almost impossible to care for.
The mother found some goat poop to put on the wound to heal it, and now it's infected.
The unchanged injuries from an unchanged and forgotten city, Cité Soleil. Bart Childs, VOA News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.